Down a steep cliff from Maplewood Rose Garden near Lake Avenue is a place that Rochester once forgot, despite its historical importance that involves some of the area's most famous citizens. WXXI's James Brown has the story.
If you wanted to go from Rochester to Chicago, Canada, or even England in the mid-1800s, you were likely taking a steamship, and for a time, you left from Kelsey's Landing. Built by Alexander Kelsey in 1844 along the banks of the Genesee River, the landing's accessibility made it a popular place in the 1840s and 50s for moving people and goods like flour, timber, and salt. Bill Self is with the Lower Falls Foundation, which is dedicated to preserving the area's history.
It didn't take long for Kelsey's Landing to become the prominent landing for this part of the gorge.
To make moving goods and people down the hill easier, Kelsey sought investors so he could build a steam-powered grain elevator in a tavern. Several roads also led there. Self says those technological advantages drove nearby Brewer's Landing out of business.
The country was developing. It's still early in the 1800s. Opportunity was just rampant in a good way.
But City of Rochester historian Christine Radarski says the impact of Kelsey's Landing goes far beyond shipping.
It was a major place of departure for freedom seekers on the Underground Railroad. And so people like Frederick Douglass and Harriet Tubman would help people who were trying to escape, usually to Canada, to get to a boat on Kelsey's Landing.
Douglass, Tubman, and the Rochester Anti-Slavery Society used the activity around the landing to their advantage as they ushered more than 100 escaped slaves a year onto cargo ships with foreign flags. In one of his autobiographies, Douglass said he personally escorted dozens to the landing. This is how he described one of his trips there.
We reached the boat at least 15 minutes before the time of its departure, and that without remark or molestation. But those 15 minutes seemed much longer than usual. I remained on board until the order to remove the gangplank was given. I shook hands with my friends and returned home with a sense of relief, which I cannot stop here to describe.
A little more than a decade after its heyday, railroads put Kelsey's Landing out of business, and it was nearly forgotten. By 1870, Alexander Kelsey sold the property, which was turned into a resort called the Glen House. For about a quarter century, the wealthy vacationed there, but it too went out of business. A fire in 1904 wiped out much of the property, which was cleared afterward. Rochester historian Christine Radarski says only photos remain because historical sites like Kelsey's Landing weren't valued at the time.
You know, we have, I think, struggled to make the best use of our history in Rochester. We don't have a lot of the locations that would have been important in the past aren't necessarily still standing.
Like Frederick Douglass's house on Alexander Street, which is now a parking lot, and much of the history of the Underground Railroad in Rochester. But things have changed in recent years. The Lower Falls Foundation got Kelsey's Landing designated by the National Park Service as a key stop on the Underground Railroad in 2017. A marker in Maplewood Rose Garden briefly explains its significance today. David Anderson chairs the Rochester Monroe County Freedom Trail Commission and was named to the Frederick Douglass Bicentennial Commission by U.S. Senator Chuck Schumer. He says we shouldn't let stories like this one be buried.
We are obligated as human beings to know from whence we have come and to tell those stories to the young.
Anderson says knowing what your ancestors went through adds value to your life and inspires you to overcome hardships. James Brown, WXXI News.